The Joint Monitoring Program report presents estimates on household access to safely manage drinking water, sanitation, and hygiene services over the past 5 years. It also assesses progress towards achieving the Sustainable Development Goal of ensuring that everyone has access to manage water and sanitation for all by 2030. Tom Slaymaker is a senior statistics and monitoring specialist WASH for UNICEF based in New York. He says the report shows that in 2020, 71% of the global population had access to basic hand washing facilities with soap and water at home. However, in sub-Saharan Africa, just 26% of the population has hand washing facilities at home. He says sub-Saharan Africa had a long way to go to meet the targets of universal access to safe drinking water, sanitation, and hygiene by 2030. Slaymaker says in 2020, just 30% of the population in the region had access to safe drinking water, and 21% of the population had safe sanitation services. He says about 380 million people in Africa will be without basic drinking water, 700 million without sanitation service, and around 370 million people will lack basic hand washing facilities by 2030 if efforts were not as related. In sub-Saharan Africa, he notes, about 54% of urban population has safe drinking water compared with 30% in rural areas. Slaymaker says the COVID-19 pandemic has really thrown a spotlight on the problem of access to improved water and sanitation on the African continent.
It has created renewed interest, especially in hand hygiene. An understanding of the importance of drinking water, sanitation, and hygiene for preventing and controlling the spread of disease. There has been quite a big push since the start of the pandemic to get governments to pay greater attention to this, and there is now a big global movement which is driving towards hand hygiene for all, and the focus there is on trying to improve access to hand washing facilities in homes, but also in schools and healthcare facilities and in public places, and to just raise awareness of the importance of hand hygiene for public health.
He says research shows that compliance with hand hygiene measures was quite low, citing an example that in Madagascar and Tanzania, less than 80% of the population wash their hands after being in public places. Slaymaker says there needs to be more investment in facilities and for governments on the continent to make sure resources go where they are needed most to ensure universal coverage for safe drinking water, sanitation, and hygiene by 2030. He says there also needs to be capacity building in the needed sector. He says emerging data on menstrual health show that in many countries, a significant proportion of women and girls were unable to meet menstrual health needs. There are significant disparities, in particular among vulnerable groups such as the poor and those with disabilities.
We also have information on whether women and girls have access to materials, menstrual materials, and whether they have a private place to wash and change. So, for example, in Burkina Faso, we have some data that shows quite a high proportion, 87% had access to materials, but just 74% had a private place to wash and change.
He says less than half of women and girls in South Sudan, Malawi, and Cameroon reported that they were satisfied with facilities and materials available for managing their menstruation. Reporting for VOA, this is Mavis Autry in Jaso in the Ashanti region of Ghana.